My name is Zicheng. It's very difficult for you to pronounce. Don't worry. My last name is easy. G-U-O. The pronunciation is just like G-O. Mr. Go. Pastor Go. I'm ready to go. Go everywhere. To every people. To preach the gospel. Our church name is Tri-City Chinese Alliance Church. Alliance means Christian and missionary alliance. So everyone in our church has two identities. First is Christian. Second, missionary. Everyone in our church is missionary. Only Mr. Go can be their pastor. More than 100 years ago, in 19th century, my great-grandma lost her parents during Taiping Rebellion. In Chinese name, Taiping Tianguo Qiyi. In that period, the death toll of Chinese people is about 20 million to 30 million. In the very young age, my great-grandma had a terrible life. She had no food to eat, no place to live, and even no future to hope. At that very moment, my American brothers and sisters, your great-grandparents sent missionaries to China. They are the best friend of Chinese people. They gave up their money. They gave up their time. And some of them even gave up their life. They found my great-grandma and show the good news, the gospel of hope. Not only that, they also show God's love to her. Provide a warm family life for this poor young orphan. Since then, she had a happy family, solid Christian faith, well education. In 19th century, she even can play piano and start a big Christian, Chinese Christian family. After six generations, almost everyone in this family still keep their faith. In front of you, just one member of this family. Today, our two churches can worship together. We can call each other brothers and sisters. The reason is very simple. Because you, your parents, your grandparents did wonderful job. Without your sacrificial love, I cannot be a Christian. Without your commitment to Great Commission, there is no Chinese church. On behalf of my family, on behalf of Tri-City Chinese Alliance Church, if it is possible, I will represent 100 million Chinese Christians to say thank you. My dear American brothers and sisters, your labor in the Christ, in the Lord, is not in vain. Now I need to use Chinese. Zidao-sen和真知道神 是有很大差别的.
Know God and truly know God has a big difference.
就像你知道一个人, 你们大家都知道我是国牧师, 但是有几个人真知道我?
Many of you know is Pastor Guo, but how many of you know my first name?
同我个人有谈话, 有亲密的关系, 甚至他知道我的名字 为什么叫自尊。
Through personal conversations, personal relationship, even though the reason I have my first name, that is close that you truly know me.
同样，对神的认识可以只是一些抽象的知识。
In the same way, no God can be just some knowledge about God.
一些客观的事实。
Just some facts.
但是真知道他就不同了。
But truly know him is different.
你要知道他的特性，你还要通过亲身的经历去感受他的特性。
You need to know his attributes. Also, you need to experience his attributes.
新约圣经以弗所书一章十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将他赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better.
这个十七节的翻译有好几种，这个钦定本就是 King James Version 翻译就是知道他。
The translation of this verse is different in different verses, in different translations.
钦定本就是知道他，但是新国际版 New International Version 就是更多的知道他。
In the King James Version, the translation is in the knowledge of him.In the New International Version, the is know him better.
我们中文的翻译翻得最好。
In Chinese translation, we think the translation is the best.
真知道他。
Is truly know him.
希腊文的知识认识不仅仅是书本的知识。
In Greek, knowledge, the word,Epignosy doesn't mean just the knowledge from books.
通过实践得到的知识。
It means the proven knowledge from experience.
希伯来文也是一样，知道包含了一种亲密的关系，甚至于是一种性的关系，都用这个字。
In Hebrew, the word know actually means affectional relationship, even including sexual relationships.
保罗在腓立比书三章八节说，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
In Philippians, Paul said, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
真知道神是至宝，万事相比就是粪土。
Truly knowing God means the know His surpassing greatness. Compared with it, everything else is rubbish.
为什么我们常常被各种事物缠身？为什么我们被这个世界吸引？就是没有真正认识他是至宝。
Why do we often busy at all kinds of works? Why are we joined by all the worldly things? Because we don't truly know his surpassing greatness.
怎么叫真知道他？
How do we truly know him?
三个问题你要回答。
We need to answer three questions.
三点。中文叫三个何等。
In Chinese, the translation is three hows.
第一个，恩召有何等指望。
Here we use the translation in the New Revised Standard Version. It is, one of them is, it's three what. What is the hope to which he has called you?
第一个，恩召有何等指望。
The first one I just read, what is the hope to which he has called you?
第二个，他在圣徒中得的基业 有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The second word, what are the riches of the glorious inheritance among the saints?
第三个，他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
The third, what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe?
In English, three what? You need to emphasize what? During your reading, put more stress on what? 三个何等概括了我们对神的认识。
These three what summarizes our knowledge to God.
第一个何等，何恩召有何等的指望。
Number one, what is the hope to which he has called you?
这是对我们过去所经历的了解。
This is a knowledge to our past.
不要忘记过去。
Don't forget our past.
基督教和其他宗教的不同就是其他宗教都是人在寻找神，而基督教是神在寻找人。
The difference between Christianity and other religions is that in other religions, people look for God, but in Christianity, God looks for people.
人寻找出来的东西基本上都是人的，但我们却是神在呼召人，神在感动人，神永远处于主动的地位。
When people look for God, the things people found always has the attributes of people. When God looks for people, God inspires people. God provides revelations to people.
每个人都在指望中，出国、求学、做生意、结婚、事业，都是对某种希望的追求。
We all live in hope. Going abroad, going to college, doing business, getting married, have a career, all means a hope.
一个人如果对前途没有指望，没有希望，他就失去了生活的动力。
If a person lost the hope, his hope, then he would have no motivation to live.
但是人的指望常常是近似的、短暂的，只是眼前的一些利益。
However, man's hope is only, always only short-sighted, temporary, and is often for immediate interest.
几千年来，人们一直在问，什么才是有永恒意义的东西？
In the past thousand of years, people always ask,What is the thing that has eternal meaning?
耶稣基督的福音回答了这个问题。
The Gospel of Jesus Christ has answered this question.
约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
In John 1:12, it says, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name,He gave the right to become children of God.
我们成了神的儿女，就是一个从死刑犯，从一个面对着死亡，没有盼望，变成了万王之王的儿子。这是何等的转变，这是何等的指望。
When we become children of God, that means we have been converted from a capital prisoner to the children of God.Of the God of all kings.
这是何等的转变。
What kind of a conversion it is?
第二，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Number two, what are the riches of the glorious inheritance among the saints?
我们将要得到神所应许给我们的产业。
We will receive the inheritance God has promised.
他给我们每一个信靠他的人的产业是多么的丰富。
How richful it is, the inheritance is.
我们有一个永恒的家。
We will have an eternal home.
世界上最美的事情就是有一天主要呼召我们，我们要与主永远同在。
the most beautiful thing in the world is there will be a day God will call us and we will live with Him forever.
在这个世界，我们只不过是客旅，我们是暂居的，是暂时的。
In this world, we are just travelers, we are aliens, we are temporary residents.
神已经给我们预备了一座城，在那里我们可以找到安息，在那里找到满足，在那里找到完全的平安。
God has prepared a city for us. There we will have rest, we have peace.
根据我们中文圣经的翻译，这里不仅是说信徒所要得到的产业，而是说神在我们圣徒中得的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
According to the Chinese translation, there's another meaning here. It means God will also receive the inheritance from the saints.
这个产业是非常有荣耀的。
This is a very glorious inheritance.
因为耶稣基督的救赎是我们这些很卑微的人成为神丰盛荣耀的产业。
Because of Jesus Christ, all of our worthless people can be His inheritance.
彼得前书二章九节说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君政的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
我们代表天国，我们都是天国的公民。
We represent the kingdom of heaven. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
世界上的人不一定看得起我们，但神看重我们。
The people in this world may look down on us, but God doesn't.
他把我们看成宝贝。
He treated us as treasure.
我们是他贵重的产业。
We are his valuable inheritance.
我们个人的地位不同。
We all have different social positions.
能力不同
we have different talents.
但正是这些不同是我们在神的眼里都是不可缺少的。
Just because these differences, we are needed by God.
2009年1月28日，我的妻子发生了一件不幸的事故。
On January 28th this year, a misfortune happened to my wife.
九个月来，我的内心一直处在伤痛中。
In the past 9 months, my heart has been very painful.
为什么 ？Why？ 为什么是我
？Why？ Why me？
我是一个牧师。
I am pastor.
现在变成了一个植物人的丈夫。
But now I am a husband of a vegetable.
Vegetarian. 人家怎么能相信我的信息？
How can others believe my message?
他们会说，你医治你自己的妻子吧。
They will say, go and heal your wife.
我还能做牧师吗？
Can I still be a pastor?
我还有什么地方值得人羡慕，被人尊重？
Do I still have anything worth admiration and respect from others?
确实也有人这样问过我。
Actually, I have been asked this way.
当我带着灰心和失望来到神的面前。
With discouragement and disappointment, I came to God.
神就用这节经文向我说话。
God talked to me with this verse.
人可以轻看你。
People can look down on you.
轻看有一位植物人太太的牧师。
Look down on a pastor with his wife being a vegetable.
这重要吗？
Is this important?
重要的是你在我的眼里你是宝贝。
The important part is in my eyes you are a treasure.
你是我的产业。
You are my inheritance.
有丰盛荣耀的产业。
You are my glorious inheritance.
没有很多人有这种可能忍受你所忍受的苦难。
There are not many people who can experience the suffering you are experiencing.
加油，孩子。
Keep going, my son.
将来等你到了天国，会有很多人咆哮你，祝贺你，还有天父荣耀珍贵的孩子，欢迎你。
In the future, when you come to heaven, many people will come to you, will congratulate you as the glorious, honorable son of God.
为什么我们在神的眼里这么重要？
Why are we so important in the eyes of God?
因为这个是神用重价买来的。
Because we have been purchased with a high price.
你知道这个价钱吗？
Do you know the price?
你值得耶稣去死，你值得耶稣去爱，你就是天父的产业。
You are worthwhile for the death of Jesus. You are worthwhile for the love of Jesus. Then you are the inheritance of God.
最后，他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Number three, what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe?
这是神现在为我们所预备的能力。
This is the power God has prepared for us right now.
是我们每一个信徒都可以去使用的。
This is the power we all can use in our life.
神不仅给我们永生的盼望，还给我们今生的力量。
God not only give us the hope for the future, He also provide us the power for today.
师母同我结婚45年，从小就认识。这样深的感情，本来我是无法面对这种打击的。
My wife and I have been married for 45 years. We knew each other very well when we were little. We love each other very much. I could not have confront this disaster in my life.
因为我太爱她。
Because I loved her too, so much.
9个月来，尽管面对好多次生离死别的考验。
In the past 9 months, I have faced so many trials of life and death.
但是靠着神浩大的能力。
But with the great power from God,
我没有倒下去。
I didn't fall down.
神一直没有离开我。
God has never left me.
我在祷告中感到与神越来越亲密。
In my prayer, I feel I become closer and closer to God.
我常常被圣灵充满。
I've been always filled with the Holy Spirit.
到今天，我还然站立得住。
Till today, I can still stand here.
这是何等的恩典。
What a blessing.
何等的能力。
What a great power.
让我们一起把荣耀归给神。
Let's give the glory to God.
And our hearts go out to you, Pastor Goh. Thank you for loving the Lord. Gene and I spent 2 years in Hong Kong as missionaries, and I have a special love for that place and for the ministry that takes place there and for having the privilege of knowing you. We did take language for about 2 years. I think it was once or twice a week. A tiny bit of it has stuck with me, so let me try it. It's Cantonese, not Mandarin. I know part of a song. I'm going to try to sing that too. I think it's the Lord's Prayer, but I'm not sure. So you correct me when I do. Okay. I'll start with my song. How's that? Yan qi dan sang a mun tin sang fu, yun yuan jun ne ming wai sing, yun ne gua gam lam, yun ne ji, hang joy day sung, and that's all I remember. Nga wui gang guantong wa siu siu, just a tiny bit of Cantonese, but someday in heaven we will all understand each other perfectly. And one reason we wanted them to use Chinese quite a bit to help us all understand the things that folks go through when they go to a different culture. We have a group going to Guatemala in January, and one that just came back from Russia, and you struggle with the language, and we're just thankful that God transcends all languages and He reads the language of the heart. I want to take just a few moments and say to you that we do have a invitation in just a moment. And if you've come here and you've heard the different testimonies, how there was a time in people's lives when they didn't know Jesus as their Savior, but there came a time in which they didn't just come to know His name, they came to know Him personally. And there came a personal relationship with God that changed them. And that happened to me at age 17. I used to talk a way that was not honorable to the Lord and went places that were not honorable to the Lord. And one day God captured my heart and Jesus took up lordship. And there was no one over me with a whip saying, you can't do that anymore. There was a yearning, a desire in the heart to say, God, I want you. I want to walk with you. I want to love you. I want to honor you. And if that's not happened to you, it can. And God wants it to. And perhaps just recently you've given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus. And so we're going to have an invitation and sing a song and give you an opportunity to respond and step out into the aisle and come and say publicly, yes, I want Jesus to be my Savior. You say, why publicly? Because Jesus almost always asked people publicly to come to Him. He even made it somewhat difficult. And on one occasion He said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father who's in heaven. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father who's in heaven. As you study the scripture in the New Testament and you find the disciples went out, they were constantly asking people, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. And sometimes that got them in big trouble. John the Baptist, what did he do? What was he guilty of? Telling people about Jesus. God sent him for that purpose, to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus. And what fruit did he bear? Well, many came, but you also remember they arrested him for doing what? Honoring God's word. And then a wicked woman made a wicked request, and a man of God lost his head and he died. But you know, when John was in prison and he was a little bit confused and didn't understand all that was going on, I think part of the way he got through that was what he said in John chapter 3 and verse 30, where he said, I must decrease, he must increase. He understood that. It's really not about us. It's about Jesus. And we don't invite people to church. We invite people to Jesus. He died for us. He loves us. He spilled His blood for us. He suffered for us. And so the invitation's to Him. And He said, if you come to Me, I'll forgive you. I'll save you. I'll wash your sins away. I'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you will live forever with Me. Well, the very least I can do is say, Lord, yes, I want Jesus. And so we're going to have an invitation at this moment. I'm going to stand and sing. If God's put any decision on your heart, whether to join the church, to come and pray. The altar is open. Just be obedient to Him. And I'm going to ask Pastor Guo if you would just stand right here, and I'll stand here, and we will sing together. You come if God puts that on your heart. I encourage you to do so. Let's stand and sing.